Welcome to the Family Life Church Podcast. We hope you're blessed and encouraged to share this with someone you know. Subscribe or visit thefamilylife.org for more information.
It says this in the book of Luke, the 15th chapter, Luke chapter 15. I will arise and go to my father in verse number 18, and I will say unto him, Father, everybody say, Father. I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Amen. I will arise and go to my father. We're talking about spiritual hunger today. Father, I pray for everyone in the sound of my voice and all of those that are not here, that you would touch them and that you would help us, that we might receive and respond to this word, and that we might understand it, God, in the Spirit, and that we might be led of the Holy Ghost. And I pray, God, that the Holy Ghost would be working active within us, and signs, miracles, and wonders would happen, and that we would, Father, respond to this day and to the hunger that is in our hearts for you. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you are the giver of life. You are the hope of life. You are the lover of my soul. And I pray that you would anoint every one of us, every individual, every heart, every home, every life. Thy will be done. Thy name be glorified, be exalted in this place, Father. I pray, speak expressly to us, Lord. Let the Holy Ghost churn within us those things and reminders, God, that need to be known and understood and responded to. And so, Lord, I pray, help us now, every one of us, God. I believe in you and I trust in you and I thank you, Lord. To God be the glory. Would you magnify the Lord with me one more time? Hallelujah. And let us exalt his name together. In Jesus' name, I praise you. Hallelujah. Oh God, I love you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I praise you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the name of the Lord. Let the church say amen. It was the wisdom of Solomon, who no doubt was looking past the appetite of the flesh of humanity and recognized a much deeper need when he penned these words, Proverbs, the second chapter. The full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. The full soul, the soul that seems satisfied with what it has, excuse me, and wants for nothing more, loathes or tramples on the honeycomb. It does not desire it. It does not delight in it. But the soul that is hungry, empty, needing, filled, looking and longing for something more, to that one, even the bitter things become sweet. As it is with the flesh, even more so it is with the spirit, though often we do not sense it or see it. For so often the flesh, everybody stay with me for a moment right now, the flesh blinds or obscures what is absent in the spirit, and we see what the flesh wants, but we fail to see what the spirit needs. The flesh will always seek to satisfy itself and thereby starve the soul. Turn this down just a little bit for me if you would please. Paul said it in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter that there are those who are weak and sickly because they do not, everybody understand this verse here. I need you to tune in. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11 that there are those who are weak and are sickly because they do not discern the Lord's body. Simply stated, more than just a physical weakening, there was a spiritual frailty that was the result of the lack of spiritual discernment. Spiritual weaknesses were happening in the body because they were not discerning things spiritually as they should have been discerned. They were not perceiving them. They were not understanding them. And in so doing, there was a lack of spiritual strength that was a result because they were not discerning what was needed or what was being done. Look at this, if you would, please. Substitutions of the flesh will never satisfy the sustaining of the soul. It's this way in every aspect of our spiritual life. Substitutions of the flesh will never, ever satisfy the sustaining of the soul. I've seen it time and time again on every level. When people begin to walk away or lose out with God or become cold or indifferent, there is always the attempt to substitute what is missing in the spirit with something that is external. because our flesh feels like there needs to be something there to replace what's missing deep within the soul, but we fail to articulate it. And we fail to understand it. And often those substitutions lead us further away from God, thinking by the satisfying of the flesh, we are numbing the hunger that is in the spirit. Somebody say amen. Amen. Feeding this flesh, giving in to its appetite of self and sin, constantly being filled with carnal things will never satisfy or sustain what is needed and sought for in the soul. Amen.
Right.
There's the need. For each one of us, for every one of us, you and I, to become hungry.
Yes, yes.
That was where the prodigal son had finally got to, there in the fields feeding the swine. All the resources and reserves were exhausted, and it was there that he began to be in want. Look at this, if you would, please. Luke 15:14. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. As difficult as it may have been, the pain and the problems that were no doubt present, it was there in that place of what that finally he came to himself, the word said. It is often, everybody hear this please, it is often in our most difficult places of life that we find the greatest revelation of God's mercy to us. In those places where the facades and the coverings and the layers that I talked about last week are stripped away, it is there that God's mercy is most often greatly revealed to us. Those places of pain and problems where all the resources of life seem to run dry, our energies are exhausted, our faith feels famine. It's there, it's in those moments that we become hungry. We become hungry for something more. There in those dark, difficult days that most often God can then reveal himself to us to be the one that we must trust in, the only answer to all of the questions.